Just call Sia alive. We were talking in the office the other day that if Sia had an Irish tribute act, she'd be called Heya. I'm not the funny one around here, though, am I? No. PJ Gallagher is in studio. Hi, PJ.
How are you? Thanks for having me along. Thanks for letting me in the door.
Well, listen, come here. I love having you in because you always make me laugh. But you know, and I love that you're bang on time as well because I'm the layperson around here.
Oh,
you know
yeah. We're going to have a row now because you were just saying you're the worst timekeeper ever.
I'm the worst. Like, say if you said to me, where are you?
Yeah.
And I was supposed to meet you in town. I would say I'm on the Keys.
Oh, right.
But I haven't even had my shower yet.
18% of Irish people exactly like you. Liars. Liars.
So you're here to talk to us about, because now you have joined up with EBS about timekeeping, Irish timekeeping, because I tell you, we don't do it very well, do we?
No. It turns out we're actually monumentally terrible at it. EBS have done a survey on it because they have the new campaign, Anytime Means Anytime. So you can meet them, you ring them, arrange an appointment, and they'll suit your time. So they'll meet you like literally anytime. So I reckon you should test them on it, to be honest.
That's your sponsor bit out of the way there now.
Yeah. But do test them on it. Get into Coppers, 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's what to do. And
you
said anytime is anytime.
Anytime, I'm on my way to the apartment I booked with Cheryl, yeah? And we're going to have a mortgage. And it'll be good.
Well, listen, you heard it here first. PJ said do that right now. So let's see what happens. There'll be a voice recording sent over to you now.
That's the problem. You open yourself up to those things. But yeah, but it does, in the survey, it's gas, Liz. They found out what timekeeping means to Irish people. Apparently a minute varies all over Ireland, by the way.
I'll be there in a minute.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that means to me I'll be there in about 15 minutes.
Oh, wow. So you're monumentally bad. That puts you like in Carlowville. Because Carlow's the worst timekeepers in the country.
Are they?
Yeah, over 11 minutes late. For when they say I'll be there in a minute, it translates into 11 minutes.
Does it really?
Yeah. Leeds from apparently the best timekeepers in the country.
Why?
I don't know. Probably because they've nothing else to do. almost 3 minutes, it means.
Sorry,
almost.
To everybody in Leitrim.
And there's no one in Leitrim. They've one set of traffic lights and the shortest coast in the world.
But they have a cinema that visits sometimes.
A cinema that what is it?
Visits.
That visits?
It's a visiting cinema.
You're not serious.
Well, I think it's Leitrim, isn't it?
Is it a visiting cinema?
A visiting cinema.
So it's a lad with a telly in the back of a van. Is that what it is? You just get into the back. We're showing RoboCop. RoboCop 1. Yeah, no, not the new one, no. No, not the one with the fella that's the half the cop. 1988.
I would like to point out that it's actually PJ Gallagher who was slagging off Leitrim and not me and myself at all here on 2FM. So Leitrim are the best timekeepers.
Yeah. Dublin, somewhere around the middle, about 5 minutes. And it sort of stretches then around the country. But Carlow, monumentally the worst. But the survey's gas because it goes on to show what Irish people mean when they say, like you, actually. Where's that page? They're the taxi one. You're one of those people. I'm still eight. Yeah, so someone says, if you text someone saying, I'm in the taxi, what you really mean. 69% are actually in the taxi.
Yeah, 69%, but that's not too bad, but the rest are liars.
The rest are liars. And then there's a 1% that isn't in the survey, and I'm really surprised isn't in the survey. There's people like me where you just sit at home praying that the other person has forgotten they were supposed to meet you. You know those people? I'm one of those who are just kind of going, please don't ring me. Please don't ring me. Please don't. You get the text message. Are you still meeting? Yeah. Yeah, in a minute. Yeah. Then they turn into you. Then I'm like, I'm in the taxi.
On my way is another one that I always say as well when I'm completely, like, stark naked, still running around the bedroom trying to get ready. I'm not on my way at all. I'm about 25 minutes, like,
you're kind of on the way. But that's the Irish sort of, like, I'll tell you where I wish I was rather than where I am, isn't it? Like, yeah. I definitely do that. Like, I'm, like, on the phone. I'll be there in 2 seconds. That's what I say. I'll be there
No,
I'm not. I'm standing there running around my underpants looking for another sock.
Do you know what? I was caught rapid one time, actually, because someone rang my house phone and I just was in a tizzy getting ready. And the ring, the house phone rings, and I go, yeah, and I'm at the bus stop. Like, I rang your house phone. I was like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, fibber. I'm never late. I'm really never late. So it's So people like you give me a very lonely existence. Honest to God, you want to know where the best Wi-Fi spots in Dublin are? I'll tell you. I still have my own best sandwiches, best solo coffee joints. So I know where they all are.
Now, tell me, if you are such a stickler for time then.
Yeah.
How annoyed are you with everybody else who isn't? Do you tell people fake times to meet you and everything?
I can't believe I haven't thought about that until now.
Oh,
I'm definitely
going to
do that from now on. I'm definitely going
to
do that from now on.
People who want to meet me for dinner say, I'll meet you at, say, 5 o'clock. And I go, yeah, grand. They've actually made the booking for 6.
Oh, well, that's a good... Yeah,
and they all turn up at 6.
I feel dishonest, I guess. I normally just sit there and frustrated, going, yeah, no, they'll be here in a minute. No, honestly, I am meeting someone. I promise. Yeah.
Get back to Leitrim for a second. The Cinema Northwest operates a 100-seater mobile cinema in Leitrim. See, they've got a mobile cinema in Leitrim.
100-seater mobile cinema.
And everybody's on time to see the movies there, I bet.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that's the thing. And that's the thing you've touched on. Because being late for people, yeah, you're basically just saying, I don't really care about your time. Because if you had to get a flight, right, say if you were going on holidays, if you had to get a flight, you'd definitely be on time.
Of course.
Say if Mr. Judge up in the courts wanted to see you, I bet you'd definitely be on time.
Definitely be on time there,
But then your buddy sort of says, hey, fancy meeting up for a little bit of a brunch and a couple of cocktails? Yeah, no problem. I'll be there at 3 o'clock. And then you'd rock up around four going, I have no idea why you definitely said four. Definitely
I love
not
this
my
about
fault.
You, though, because now you get up early in the morning now for your radio gig. Have you ever been late for that?
I have, yeah.
Have you ever slept it out?
I have, twice.
Now see,
twice.
See, PJ.
Yeah, you see, it's I'm lucky I'm not on my own.
Who woke you up?
I got a call from Trina, who's our producer. She rang me just saying, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, what are you ringing me at this time in the morning for? Because obviously I get up and it's still dark. And then, panicked, realised it was like half, the show had started a half an hour ago without me.
There is no panic like that panic when you're late for something like that. Because it's radio.
I know, because it's radio. The show has to go on. Like, you're listening to your own show without you on it. Like, there's someone sitting there behind Simply Red going, please come in. Please come in.
Oh, no. So you're not that good with time now, really, though, are you?
I am. Just, come on. That's like a half an hour in the last 10 years I've been late if you added everything up together.
Okay,
I'm pretty good.
What else are you up to? I know you're working with Joanne McNally with Separate at Birth. This is a brilliant idea. You two got together with Singlehood, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did a show called Singlehood. Joanne didn't like me at all when
did
we met
she
first.
Not?
No, she didn't
no,
like
hang
me.
Hang on.
She didn't.
How could she not like you?
I tell you why. We were very different. No, she thought I was a terrible comedian. She says she laughs at me now. She thinks it's very funny. She put it in the show. I suppose we're very different. She's a Killiney girl and I'm a Merino boy and she likes cocktails and brunch and I like going to the ladies' GAA final. So we came together and then we both realised we were adopted and we were both trying to do it in stand-up, but it's a really tricky one to do in stand-up, you know, because you're on talking about one subject and then it suddenly turns to adoption and just made the room a little bit uncomfortable. So I had to be all adoption or no adoption at all.
Yeah.
So we said we'll try and do the full adoption show, Separated at Birth, and myself and her and Una McKevitt, the director, we wrote this show and we were so nervous. Like, the first night we did it, because normally when you do stand up, you know, you can write 10 minutes or 5 minutes and you sneak and do a little bit in the club. It's like going to the gym and training for a big game. But with this, you couldn't do that. You had to write the whole show. And our first night was in Vicar Street. And we'd just done the late and said, come to the show. We hadn't even got it written yet. So we were terrified.
So, how did you get it together so quickly?
A lot of panic and a lot of sitting down and a lot of worrying. And then we did the first night. It went really, really well. So we've been touring it since then and it's back on the road now. And it's been brilliant crack. Really.
How easy or hard is it to get some funny material out of an adoption subject?
Yeah, well, you see, with us, I suppose, we were looking at all the adoption stories in the media and it was always the dark side. It was always, oh, this happens and that happens. And all those stories are true and need to be told. But there's a lot of us out there were adopted and just kind of live normal lives. Yeah. And if there was, and our adoption stories are very, very different. Like one of the stories in the show, I talk about, like, people, because people always ask me, when did you find out you were adopted? Like, when did you find? Truth is, I didn't. Like, I found out, like, you guys weren't adopted. So I remember being in school and a guy became a parent. He was still with his first set of parents. And I'm just, like, feeling really sorry for him, going, wow, I couldn't find anyone to take him. Like, literally nobody wanted this kid.
How old were you when people, I was in primary school.
Probably about 7 or 8 or whatever. So it suddenly dawned on me. So our show is focusing on that side. It's it's the lighter side of the whole thing, really.
And are you still touring it? When's that next on?
Yeah, we're still touring it. We're in Kilkenny on Friday.
Brilliant.
And then we're in Cork 17th of October and all around the country. We're everywhere. Google it.
And of course, you're going to be in Galway as well for the Vodafone Comedy Festival as well. I hope you'll be early and bang on time for that then, Mr. PJ Gallagher.
I will. I promise you I will. And I bet you, if you're coming to the show, I'll give you free tickets and see if you make it.
I will be there on time. What time are you starting? Lie to me. Say it's 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. No, lunchtime. I'm doing the lunchtime gigs all weekend.
That'll give me plenty of time. PJ Gallagher, thank you so much for coming into the show.
Thanks
Don't be late for your show on the radio. On the